Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free this live Thanksgiving Day edition. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us in freetalklive.com. So, lots to talk about tonight. I still want to play more of this Christian side hug. For those of you that missed the first hour, this maybe we'll just kind of stretch it out over the entire show, or who knows how things will go tonight. It's open phones, as it always is. And we came across this video, thanks to, I believe it was Jason. Was it Jason Osborne of SACL?
Yeah.
CAI, and I guess Huffington Post splayed this real big across the internet here. The Christian side hug rap song. We actually have more of this to play, because the part we're going to play next for you is just confusing. And I just don't know what to make of it. And I want to find out what you think about this at 800-259-9231. Play a clip from this, and then we'll keep taking your calls. You can, as always, bring up anything. And this, again, from HuffingtonPost.com.
We walking like, we be talking like, we be side-hugging every day and night. It's how we do, boo. This ain't no love. So boo. Don't be hating on me when I show no love. We living holy. It ain't no...
We live in holy. Is that it, did I catch that right?
That's
we
what it sounds holy? Like. That's it's so strange. Now this it's going to get very very confusing here in a moment.
Hey, so put your hands in the air and let that shoulder hang. I'm going global, cause you don't know me. I'm buying babies like Angelina Jolie.
What does that mean?
Buying babies like Angelina Jolie.
It's just silly lyrics. I mean, silly
A lot of it's just that's my thought. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm going global. You just don't know me. Buying babies like Angelina Jolie.
It rhymes though.
It does. It does
and
rhyme.
It's got a certain beat to it. So maybe
it,
that's
it references
that
a popular cultural figure.
Right. That's true.
You know, that's good.
So we continue here. It gets a little more strange.
So put that hug in and slow down, mama, and hit my fist like President Obama.
Democratic
shift in the
Congress.
Republican shift in the Congress.
Repub.
Is that saying repub?
No. It seems to be a pro-Obama statement by the rap group here. They instead of hugging, are given a fist, kind of fist-to-fist thing with Obama.
Dap.
What's that called?
Dap.
A dap.
So we're supposed to replace... We're supposed to replace front hugs with fisting.
Right.
Okay.
So, and then they go on to just chant Democratic shift in the Congress as members of the rap group run back and forth across the stage. It's very strange. And then they move on to talking about no more hugging here, and we'll share some of that. And oh, we've got to play.
He says Democratic shift in the Congress.
People. I think it's people.
Okay.
And then they go back to the chorus.
Oh, give me that Christian side hug. That Christian side.
Now, they're going to mention in a moment something that references where they are. They're at a conference, a Christian conference, and we'll get back to it, because they're going to continue prohibiting hugging here with their next lyrics. But we'll take your calls as well about anything at 800-259-9231. Still looking for somebody that's been on the inside of this, somebody who has been in, you know, maybe a youth group leader or something like that, and you've been a part of conferences where you've seen bands, Christian bands like this. How seriously are they taken by the people in the audience? As you pointed out, Mark, when you were in youth group, you were doing more than just hugging with the girls that were there. So
it certainly happened there on prem, on premises.
On premises.
Yeah, that's kid lingo for on premises.
Okay.
Anyway, I had a friend who was a roommate there for a while who would religiously listen to the religious death metal music. There was a show on the Christian station of, you know, on Saturday night or something like that. And you can't understand what those people are saying at all.
No. It sounds like death metal.
But not particularly good death metal. Like, it's not the... It isn't those...
It's the ones that couldn't make it in the death metal industry. And so they found this niche market.
Yeah.
Right.
South Park did a good spoof
You can walk into any restaurant in America and claim to be a rich Christian rock star and... you know, no one's going to question you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's that everybody's going to be famous to 15 people one day kind of thing.
Let's go to your calls here. And Rich is on the line in Connecticut. It's the Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. You want to share what you're thankful for?
I've had this talk at work. My family, my health, and definitely the fact that I have a good small business I'm running today, or alternately, a job.
Good ones. All right, so what's on your mind tonight?
I bought the Logitech Squeeze Box. Are you guys familiar with that device?
The Squeeze Box. Now, does this have anything to do with hugging? Because I don't think you can hug Logitech devices either. I mean, that could get you all sexy for technology, and isn't that a sin, too, where you get turned on by your computers and flashing
or
boxes?
Or toys. It might be reminiscent of some kind of sex toy. It would not be acceptable.
I think that's a poor job at a joke. So your Squeeze Box, an MP3 player, yeah. Right?
No, it's a home audio system. If you've heard of the Sonos, a whole home audio system,
okay.
Via wireless. If you turn on podcasts, you guys are number one on Podcast Alley, and it's like...
Oh, we are? Oh, that's good.
When I installed it, you were number two some other week, but you were so easily accessible by a mass market product under Libertarian and under Podcast Alley. It's so cool.
Oh, great.
What was there a category that we were number one on, or what?
Well, under podcast, Podcast Alley comes up first, and this is one of only five or six options by default, guys.
Yeah.
You were so easily accessible by this product.
I think we need to keep doing Podcast Alley.
Number one, number two, and under Libertarian Talk, you're number one. And the Liberty Radio Network is also right there.
Way cool, dude.
I haven't been ready to stop Podcast Alley yet. I mean, yeah. It's just, even
we
though
just
it's a ghost town over there.
We got to refocus right now for the podcast awards.
Yeah, I don't care if we come in second, although I don't intend to on that last day of the month. I'm going to, you know, kick it up. But,
yeah.
You know, I think that it's too valuable to let go, personally, Podcast Alley. I know that some listeners probably have, you know, from our frank conversation, it seems like they've been like, yeah, you know, I don't see any reason I should go and, you know, vote if it's a ghost town. But, you know, it's a ghost town that brings in new listeners, dozens and dozens of
hundred
new
at
listeners.
Least every month. Yeah. New people come here from there. So,
hey, guys, look up that Logitech Squeeze Box. A lot of these units are sold. It's really cool. And, again, you come up two ways. Under Talk, Libertarian, Liberty Radio Network's number one.
Sweet.
Under Podcast Alley, you're number one. So I love
great.
It. I'm so happy you guys have a live Thanksgiving show. Pretty good content tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. We're glad you called in to take part and appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ray is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live, Ray.
Oh, well, you guys were talking about... religion in general, well, Christianity, but maybe...
Ray, what are you thankful for today?
Thankful for? I got to be thankful that I'm just breathing. You got to get down to the most simplistic thing.
Hey, that's
you
know what I mean? Health is important. Good. It's good to be alive.
Do you have asthma?
Oh, me? No. Seasonal asthma, but yeah. Anyways, I just wanted to make a reference to the note of private property, because I know that's an important issue in regards to libertarians and cherishing the fact that people should have their private property.
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious whether or not that is just another mode by people's ego to keep others from acting on their behalf by throwing out these arbitrary notions. And people give in and believe in these cases and the fact that it's just a intellectual Stockholm syndrome.
Wait. You're saying that property is arbitrary, the notion of property?
The notion is, I mean, I believe maybe people are only proprietor in the sense that they can hold on to it, and I do not act shyly upon looking at it, and that nobody has truly that respect towards it.
Ray, I agree we should examine everything in this world and decide whether or not it's true or not. My question is, have you ever tried to take a bone from a dog?
Yeah, but that's where I get
I bet
down
you found out
that.
Real quick what the hell private property was, didn't you, Ray? I mean, is that arbitrary or not? Like, were those holes in your hand arbitrary?
That's not arbitrary, but that gets down more to might. But maybe whenever we get down to things that...
No, it comes to
paper,
taking the dog's bone, dude.
I'll tell you what, Ray, I'll bring you back here. We'll talk a little bit more about the nuances of private property at 800-259-9231. Is it arbitrary to suggest that... when you mix your labor with stuff that it can become yours? Is that arbitrary? I don't know. Let's talk. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, plus another clip of the Christian Side Hug all on the way tonight. Thanksgiving Day edition of Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Thanksgiving Day edition of the show. We're here. We're taking your calls about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, and those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove that they are listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself. And by the way, the Shrine is brought to you by Manchester Brewing at manchesterbrewing.com.
Are the women in your life plagued by people wanting to give them those dirty, dirty front hugs? Well, you can get into their hand a non-lethal weapon into their hands with a stopping power that rivals that of a handgun. It's the Tiger Light. It's an incredibly bright flashlight. Ian, I just showed it to you tonight, right?
Yes,
it's really bright for its size. It's an integrated pepper spray in it. Its high-level utility comes from the fact that it's out and in their hand, and so they can get those front huggers right away. And unlike other weapons, there's no expectation from the front hugger that you have a weapon. It just looks like a flashlight. It's a Tiger Light. You can get one today at tiger.freetalklive.com. It's a special Christmas rate over there at tiger.freetalklive.com.
Put the fear of God in them.
That's right. They'll think they found Jesus if they get hit by this thing, I swear.
They'll see the light. 800-259-9231. Of course, we're referring to this awful Christian side hug song that we'll share a little bit more with you here in a little bit. But Ray is on the line, and he's questioning private property. So we go back to Ray in Illinois. You're back on Free Talk Live.
I felt like that analogy gets down to the point of you're the proprietor as long as you have the means to hold on to it, which is different, I think, than the common notion held by most people of what private property is.
What is the common notion held by most people of what private property is?
Well, I think they feel that they sign a paper and that guarantees that no matter what, nobody's allowed to touch it and nothing's going to ever happen to it because the government's here to always take care of them.
Well, you're right. You're right that status versions of property are screwed up.
I don't think
there's no doubt about that.
Is all anybody has to have done is dealt with the government at one point as far as their private property goes, and they realize very quickly. I mean, do you see people not locking their car doors, Ray? Because it seems to me what you're suggesting there is that, I should believe that the government's going to protect my car, but I lock my car doors if I believe that there's a chance it could get stolen.
There's another screwed up government notion of property, which is why they think they can charge us property taxes. They really, they claim the boundaries around the United States.
But that's not what Ray's talking about. Ray's talking about you owning your property.
I know what he is. I know what he's talking about, but I'm trying to apply it. I'm trying to say that there is some truth to what he's saying. In the sense that statism has distorted reasonable, rational notions of property rights. There's no doubt about it.
But Ray, I propose to you, and I know you're a guy that likes to think about things, you're a very analytical guy, that in fact, private ownership of property is the very best, most efficient means of caring for that property and using that property in a fashion that's most efficient. Like, for instance, if I own your bed covers just as much as you own your bed covers, I can come in and take a crap on your pillow, and that's not going to affect you poorly, other than you trying to find mine. And so, the ownership thing causes you to take better care of your bed covers than, say, I would take care of them.
Ray, thoughts on that?
I'm still going to get down to the point where it's a matter of power, and holding on to it. I'm still down for that.
Yeah.
Because I feel that
I will say that my notions of my philosophy comes from my belief in liberty. And I know that property is a necessary, essential thing to oppose slavery. That's a concept, and the idea that property and slavery cannot coexist. They can, they are opposing concepts. That concept is very sound. Now, when you have to figure out exactly where the boundaries lie, like when is something your property, one person might say, I stuck a flag in it, it's my property, which would seem very extreme. Another person would say, you only own it while you're standing there using it, like right this moment. That would be another extreme. And the reality lies somewhere in the middle. But the concept that is sound, the concept that property is necessary if you're opposed to slavery. Because you can take something from someone that they labored on, and you have effectively retroactively enslaved them. So conceptually, it is opposite to slavery. Now, where exactly the boundaries lie, that's something that has to be figured. That's something that has to be worked out, and that's why there will inevitably be disputes between people about what constitutes legitimate property or not. And I don't want the state arbitrarily drawing lines and saying, "Oh, this is we're the authority, and we get to tell people what property is." That's where I have a problem.
Right.
Yeah, and for the most part, yeah, but it is a boundary issue of, like, where do we draw the line, that notion that people...
Where would you draw the line?
I draw the line to right down to physical ability to hold on to it.
But, so, well, okay, well, okay. Let me question that a little bit here. In that case, let's say that you park your car in a lot and you lock the doors in an attempt to hold on to your car, but I am fairly skilled with a lockpick set or a Slim Jim, and so I come in after you've gone into the store and I open up your door and I manage to somehow get your car started and hotwire it or something like that and drive away. Does that mean that I have now legitimately acquired your property?
I'd say that you have shown to be the best of us two egos in that scenario. In an ability
you didn't answer my question.
Yeah, you didn't. He totally dodged the question.
Dodged it? I'd say this is property. I'd say that's what it gets down to. Yeah, I'd say so. I might argue and say, hey, that's mine, and feel bad about it. But that is just me trying to make an excuse for why I deserve to have it back. But really...
So you don't think that you deserve...
So your notions of property come from a completely different logic than what I just described as my notions of property.
So I want to go...
Like, I was just explaining my notions of property come out of being opposed to slavery. And now if people aren't opposed to slavery, if you have no problems whatsoever with slavery, that it's totally okay, then I don't see a reason why you would care about property. But I just think they're mutually incongruent concepts. Like, you can't be for both.
I feel like you're adding morality to it as another means.
That's why I said you could be for slavery. You know, maybe you think slavery is totally fine. You can have that personal opinion.
Slavery is an objective truth.
Yeah,
it is not subjective. It is objective.
Well, wait,
I'm just saying you can be for it. I'm just saying you cannot say I'm against slavery, but also against property.
Right.
Because the concepts, they are conceptually mutually exclusive concepts.
Let's make it clear here, Ray. Are you in favor of slavery?
Just say
you are, and that's okay, and you can be against property.
Well, I want to hear Ray's answer. Go ahead.
On a personal level, I don't see what would keep people from doing it, because I feel that the only objection to it is a subjective issue, which is morally based.
Are you trying to intellectually dance around saying that you're in favor of slavery? Is that what you're saying, Ray?
I'll flat out say slavery is always going to exist. This is just
You're not answering the question.
Yeah, all right, fine. I'll say it. Yes. Yes, and this is, but his version is a version of...
Because what you're talking about is slavery, you understand that, right? I mean, what you're talking about is, as long as, what I'm hearing you say is, as long as you have the ability to take things from someone, then they are yours. You have legitimately acquired them because you're more powerful, and so therefore, in Ray's book, that's just how the cookie crumbles. That's how the world works. No justice is necessary, no right.
Oh, there's justice. There's a body riddled with bullets at the end of this, Ray. And apparently...
Whose body?
Well, the slave master. At some point or another, the slaves rise up and they kill the guy.
More coming up
Lots
here.
Of violence in your world, Ray.
I want to bring Ray back. 800-259-9231. Let's talk about the meaning of Thanksgiving. Remember the story, the Thanksgiving story from the colonies in America? We'll explain that here, and maybe Ray will get...
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you like some of Uncle Sam's money back? You may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM stimulus. That's right. If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, this message is vitally important. Please listen. Uncle Sam has authorized a government-backed program through the FHA called HECM or HECM. It is authorized under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act of 2009. Senior homeowners 62 or older can apply for this increased stimulus program for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Right now, seniors are taking advantage of this program's benefits using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, or make home repairs. But the money is yours to use as you wish. To learn more and see how much HECM money you could qualify for, go to rmapply.com. The application is free. Visit rmapply.com or call for a no-obligation evaluation at 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Thanksgiving Day edition of the program. We're taking your calls, as we always do, about whatever you want at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com.
Now is the time for you and your family to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards, because somebody might come along and try to take your property because they think it's just arbitrary. FrontSight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course today, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit, and get a free handgun. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com.
We're on with Ray, and we're getting into detail, into the nuances of property, the concept of property. And Ray has been reading a little too much Noam Chomsky. Actually, I think a little is probably too much as far as Noam Chomsky. But you got to, if you want to know what he's about.
He's a very smart guy with a very alluring message.
If you want to know what he's about, you got to read him, right? So Ray has taken it hook, line, and sinker. And Ray, how old are you again? 19?
18.
I don't know why you keep on harping that. It doesn't matter that Ray's 18.
Yeah,
Look, do you want me to explain why I think
yes.
It matters? Because I think that if you haven't really gotten out into the real world, and Ray, do you still live at home with your parents?
No, I live on campus.
Living on campus, still not quite the real world. Once you get out into the real world and you start actually having the opportunity to own things of significance, then that might actually change your perspective on this.
I think that's
a factor.
It's not a motivating factor for Ray, though.
No.
Because when you tell Ray that, all Ray hears is, well, you're not listening to me because of my age.
I'm a kid. Right.
So there's
right.
no point in bringing up Ray's age. I think everybody here knows that there was a different thought process. I was an anarcho-communist in high school. Well, one of the reasons
Ray is a communist.
I didn't work to put a roof over my head. I didn't work for these things.
Ray, why are you calling in and talking about this?
Well, why not?
This is leading somewhere. You're calling in and bringing up your notions of this. You're bringing up that it's might-based and that there's no objective morality.
Well, I want to get down that I'm more advocating at the moment an individual anarchist vision, I guess, in the sense that there is only the individual himself is of reality. Everything else is by means of arbitrary notions, intellectual notions, to keep other people acting on their own behalf and their own self-interest. And it's only a world confused and compuzzled in the case of moral Stockholm syndrome on what's the correct way for one to behave.
Does it sound like he's Does it sound to anybody else like Ray is just kind of tossing out talking points, platitudes?
Yeah, the reason I'm trying to get somewhere with it. The reason why I asked is because when we discuss these ideas, these notions, the very act of discussing them is implying that we are trying to come to some sort of resolution without violence. And so when someone is arguing from a position of advocating violence, they are being a hypocrite, like right off the bat, by the fact that they're trying to discuss it and justify it. Because if you are an advocate of using violence to accomplish your means, then be honest and just, there's no need for us to have a discussion. You're going to use violence to get your way.
Right. We don't need to talk about it. You can just stick a gun in people's face.
Just go do it and quit talking about it. And by the act of talking about it, you're being a hypocrite and saying you're trying to make you and others feel okay with what you're doing. But in reality, you don't really care because you're willing to use violence to get your way in the first place. Does that?
May I try and just break the moral mold that everybody is currently under the influence of?
Well, that's fine, but my morality comes from logic. I mean, I explained to you my logic. I do, and I acknowledge right off the bat, I cannot objectively say that there is an objective morality with an ultimate context. Again, I always think you're talking about morality from context. Morality as a tool that we use to accomplish something, and so you have to talk in the context of what we're trying to accomplish. An example, for instance, might be a civilized, peaceful society, prosperous society where we all benefit. That would be a context, just right off the top of my head, because we don't have, say, an ultimate context where there is a God telling us who created everything, who's telling us what is right and wrong. That would be an ultimate context for morality, where you could argue it completely objectively. And so we come from our moral ideas from logic and from discussing these things. But but the moment you advocate violence, when you're saying, well, no, I just think it's might-based or whatever.
It's right because I'm strong.
You're basically being a hypocrite right off the bat because you're trying to argue with me and convince me why I should believe in this particular moral context, which advocates violence. And I'm saying, well, if you're an advocate of violence, then why are we even having this discussion? Just do what you're going to do. Use might to get your way because there's a manipulation.
Well, maybe he feels a pang of guilt. Maybe that's why he's calling here.
It's a justification process so he can feel okay about the violence.
Well,
so
we're not
just
going
do it
to
if you're an advocate of violence. Why are you talking about it?
All right, well, let me first off give you my quick definition of morality. Morality is simply us as human beings have become so rational thanks to nature that we can realize our insignificance in order to make us feel significant because our egos does not allow this. This facade is in our mind that we are of importance, and things of religion and morality and other tautologies come into play to make us feel like we are okay with who we are and what we do, and there is purpose in this world for us in our actions.
Do you believe that there is no purpose? Hold on a second.
We are nihilists. We do not care.
Wait, do you believe there is no purpose?
Why do nihilists talk about anything? I don't get that. I know people who have studied nihilism from an intellectual nature and they've come to some interesting conclusions because of it. But this totally nihilist perspective where nothing matters, nothing has any meaning, why do you bother even having discussions? Like, what is the point?
It's just fun to discuss. I mean, I think
Why
not discuss it?
We're talking about a system of efficiency here. Like, I understand that nothing matters in the big picture. Okay, fine, nothing matters in the big picture. But things matter in the small picture. Well, fine, it doesn't matter. How can you prove that something matters in the big picture? Right, so don't have the conversation. Don't bother with it. Yeah. But things matter in the small picture. If I, for instance, come up to you, take a meat cleaver, and chop your frickin' hand off, you care, dude. You care intimately. You care passionately, you care fervently.
No, he'll say, oh, darn, there goes my hand. Looks like you won the ego battle.
Yes, it doesn't matter. You must own my hand now if I take it and stick it in my pocket.
does really, though, my opinion justify anything?
It's your hand, you nut! You absolute lunatic! No, I'm not! Because he could just as easily be talking about my hand, and it's not a freaking K, Ray!
It's nothing to get angry about.
He's an idiot! I'm sorry!
Hey, Mark, that's not nice.
You're saying I don't own my hand? You're an idiot! Ray,
Mark, I don't appreciate that kind of.
You don't own your hand.
I'm muting Mark's mic right now because he's yelling and he's. Did you drink caffeine tonight, Mark?
If nothing else, the yelling is entertaining.
If you don't stop yelling. Please, Mark.
This guy is not worth getting up.
They can't
not,
hear you,
Mark.
Single night.
You just sound
Mark. There's nothing. This guy's not worth
to play this back.
This guy is not worth getting upset over.
Right.
He's just silly.
Take it. I want you to just take a break, Mark. Walk away. No. Step away from the microphone, okay? Ray. I don't think you're an idiot, Ray. I think that you've been led down a path that is very destructive. It's a mentality that doesn't actually get anybody anywhere of significance. I know you probably don't believe in going anywhere in your life, but go ahead. Mark's mic is muted, so go ahead and say what you have to say.
There's a difference, I believe, between being just flat-out maniacal egoist and a smart egoist in the sense that I'm not going to be the person that flat-out shows that I'm this person that has no respect for anybody. I'm going to be smart about it. I'm going to go along with everything, but whenever I can find the scenario in which I can get away with it, that's when I play it out.
Can you explain what that would mean? Like, give me an idea of when you can get away with it in a scenario. You're talking about taking things that belong to someone else.
Well, behaving Machiavellian-like, you know what I mean?
I think it's in your self-interest, actually, though, to have sensible notions of morality and to follow them. I mean, I think it has a practical purpose. Morality has a practical purpose for you as an individual, totally on a selfish basis.
What you're developing here, it sounds to me like, Ray, is a sociopathy. You're turning into a sociopath. And Mark, you'll be able to comment. We'll bring Ray back here in a moment. What you just said is very disturbing to me, Ray, and I want to get into that. And if Mark can keep his voice down, we'll let him back on the show here. You shouting madman. 800-259-9231. At least Ray can keep himself calm when he's talking about doing awful things. You can bring up... that's right. Mark's mic is still mited. Or Mark's mic is mited. I swear I haven't been drinking before the show. All right, it's Free Talk Live, Thanksgiving Day.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast, and at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees. Service restrictions apply. Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Give me liberty, or give me death.
Patrick Henry uttered those words in 1775. He died just 24 years later. You can avoid his fate by subscribing to Liberty, the National Journal of Libertarian Opinion, News, Investigation, and Intellectual Exploration. Liberty isn't just current events. In every issue, you can expect to see reflections, reviews, and reporting that challenge the individual mind. Get Liberty now with a free trial issue at libertyunbound.com and avoid an untimely meeting with the Grim Reaper.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from...
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote at podcastawards.com. It is happening. The Podcast Awards voting period is open now through the 30th of this month. So you've got a few more opportunities to vote. You can vote once per day. Please vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. Just scroll down the page with the third category from the bottom on the right-hand side. Select Free Talk Live. Scroll down a little further. Fill in the name and email address info. You'll be likely email verified to prove you're a real-life person, and that'll lock in your vote for Free Talk Live for today. And you can do it again tomorrow and the next day and all the way through the 30th. And with your help, we can be the only podcast ever to have won 5 podcast awards in a row. So please, again, go to podcastawards.com, vote for Free Talk Live in the political category.
And if you want to pick up gold and silver at remarkably low rates, because they still haven't gone up, even with gold and silver going up recently, you go to gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you with some great gold and silver coins, and I've picked them out myself, and these rates are really incredible. Gold.freetalklive.com. If you want to put some on layaways where you can pay on a weekly basis until you got enough for, you know, 20 to 25 is a good is the right shipping amount so that you save on shipping, you can call 877-857-9938. 877-857-9938. I just ordered some more last week, so gold.freetalklive.com.
Ray is with us in Illinois. Ray, probably one of the more... we get different kinds of disturbing callers on this show. And, of course, there's the typical disturbing caller of somebody who's kind of a militaristic, warmongering, you know, bomb them to glass kind of mindset. And then you've got Ray, who is very intellectual, and he's intellectually determined and made excuses for what is basically sociopathic behavior. Ray said to us a few moments ago, and he's still with us, he said to us as we asked him questions, we've been talking about private property, and he, you know, he believes that what you can take should be yours and all that. And he said that he believes that he'll play along. What he plans on doing is playing along with people until he gets an opportunity, until there's an opening for him to use subterfuge and essentially take what's not his to, or something worse, perhaps. I'm not sure. I mean, his statement was very general, but he wanted to be able to get away with something, and then he would just go ahead and do that, regardless of whether there's morality attached to it or not, because Ray doesn't have morals. He believes in nothing. And this is, I think, a very dangerous thing. And, Mark, there was something that you wanted to point out, and I wanted to make sure you got that out. And then we want to go to Dave. He's got a call for Ray. But first, Mark, please explain what you wanted to say to Ray.
So, Ray,
without yelling.
I spent 9 years in prison for murder. You're aware of that?
I think I've actually heard of that, yes.
Okay. And in that, you know, the thought process that brought me to where I was, you know, I went from, you know, just a kid, 16 years old, to started reading some books about communism and philosophy and things like that. The thought process that got me to where I was the same thought process that you're having now. My thought process was, I have an IQ of 147. Probably nothing compared to, probably tiny compared to your, you know, huge brain. But I believed that I could but I certainly am smarter than the average bear, and I believed I could outwit people. Humans have a remarkably good facility for ferreting out whether or not somebody has done something wrong. Things come up missing, they want to know where they went. And when they, you know, when things come up missing, they're going to point out people. The list of suspects is usually rather small. And I suggest to you that your belief that you're that much smarter than everybody else, that you can get away with a crime and not end up in jail, is the same. It's the same attitude that ended me up in prison for 9 years. And I'm not going to say, you know, that you know, good luck getting sodomized, because that doesn't really happen that much in prison. But standing in line and listening to the orders from those brain dead rednecks that run the place, good luck with that.
Can I just say that you don't have to necessarily be a violent sociopath, but it seems like sociopaths are onto something, because they did a study and it seems that most CEOs fit under the DSM criteria for a sociopath. So
that may be.
Who fit? Who fit under the criteria? Wait, I missed that. Who fit?
CEOs, most CEOs.
CEOs fit. I see. So you think that you're emulating.
You should watch a movie called The Ruling Class, by the way. We just watched that recently. That sort of gets into what you're talking about. If you look at the people who are in charge of other people, that is a sort of sociopathic behavior. I'll agree with that. I wouldn't want to emulate those people. I certainly wouldn't want to emulate those people.
But that's a completely voluntary situation. Those people decided to go work for those corporations, and you know,
it's not
like
not even a little bit. They're so mixed up with government. If you look at corporations,
when you
today,
choose to work for a corporation and you're under the control of a CEO, you've chosen voluntarily to work for that corporation. That's what I'm saying.
Right. But it's not even the employees that they're being violent against in the most obvious way. It's using the powers of government. As you know, from that corporate position, because they have incredible power over government. And I think as long as there is an authoritarian monopoly on government, it will be controlled by the powerful people, with the super wealthy powerful people, and they will continue to accumulate property in an illegitimate fashion that is not a reasonable notion of property via that an unreasonable amount of power that they have. And I can see that as, you know, that looks a little bit sociopathic to me, yeah.
I want to go to Dave in Montana. You've got comments for Ray in Illinois. Dave, you're on with Ray on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, good.
Hey, I'm going to cover kind of what he was just talking about, too. I got two things that are kind of related. And first, I'd like to say to Ray, I said, if the world ran like he did, he'd be dead by now, and the school that he's at would be taken over like by Hell's Angels, and all the young fine babes would be stolen away. And
no babes for you.
he'd be dead by now if the world ran the way he did, because young folks are vulnerable, and the old, strong, violent dudes would eat them up.
Yeah, it's short-sighted. Morality serves us. That's why it's useful. They're screwed up.
Right.
We're improving it constantly.
I want to go what you were saying just before my call came, like with the elite being really in power. But the biggest murderers on earth are government and religion, and they always got the power.
Thankfully, you don't have to look to either of those to develop morality. In fact, you shouldn't. Thank you, Dave.
This country was started by Christians, they say, right?
And they say it's not true.
Some of them.
But these Christians were running away from other Christians that wanted to kill them because they didn't believe in the Christianity that they believed in. And both of them believed in a God that says, don't kill. See, so...
Thank you, Dave. And when they got here, Dave, I'd like to point out that they then began killing other Christians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, David, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's short-sighted to just sort of say morality doesn't matter or anything. I mean, we're constantly trying to come up with better structure, moral structures, and we're constantly improving them because it serves a purpose. And it is actually, you know, it's very short-sighted to just disregard morality and say, well, I'm just going to do what suits me. I'm just going to, you know, I'll go steal something right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's even to the extent, like, even if you just tell a lie, for instance, when you tell lies all the time, even though you might get away with it that time, in your own mind, you know you've told a lie. And so your own veracity, I think, gets undermined because you're trying to, you know, you're constantly trying to maintain something that's not really you. And it's just short-sighted to think that what serves you right this moment, like stealing some money from someone, oh, I've got money now that I didn't have before, all those things, it's very short-sighted. You're not looking at the broader ramifications of,
absolutely,
you know, eventually you're going to get caught. Eventually
your
reputation in the community, you will, yeah. I mean, you're playing a Russian roulette with you know, your image in a community where you're so much better off if you work with that community.
Right.
We are social creatures, and working together, we can accomplish so much more. So respecting each other and our boundaries and our property is an important part of that.
It's a mutual agreement, and that's what, I mean, Ray seeing property as something that can only be defended by force, and certainly that is a factor when it comes to protecting things that are yours. However, property is a mutual agreement, and it's like Dave was saying, if people didn't hold this mutual agreement to believe in the idea of property and to respect other people's property, then it would really be a free-for-all, and it would be, you know, the laws of the jungle out there. But luckily, we've managed to rise above that and have come up with these wonderful concepts like rights and property and things like this that we mutually agree upon so we can raise ourselves up and continue to the process of evolution. I mean, what you're talking about, Ray, is de-evolution or devolution. It is, you know, going back to what was before. The, you know, well, I'm bigger than you, so I'm going to take what's yours and screw any notion of actually having any ownership. And you know what, Mark? The other thing about disturbing about Ray's mindset of, well, I'm just going to play along on the outside until I can see my opportunity and then go and do whatever, you know, take something or do something else destructive. Because I perceive that it would benefit me. And I think Dale's absolutely right that it's short-sighted. Imagine what kind of relationships Ray's going to have over time. If he's with, manages to find a lady that's going to...
his mind will change. I'm concerned about how his life's going to be until he figures it out. Because it's going to be bad.
Thanks, Ray, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Hour 3's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at verybestbaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.